Yeah, November.
I must have missed that.
Right, Thursday, we call the roll.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Giudano?
Present.
Commissioner Gillespie?
Present.
Commissioner Johnson?
Present.
Commissioner Knapp?
Present.
Commissioner Dool?
Present.
Commissioner Woodall?
Here.
And Chairperson Brazier?
Present. Please stand and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight, we only have one item on our agenda for our meeting, our hearing, and that will be refinements to the zoning ordinance. We will not be addressing any other matter of business tonight. So if you were here for another matter, nothing will be considered tonight. So if you have other plans, we can dismiss you now. But if you'd like to stay for this year, which will be pretty boring, but glad to have you. Do I have a motion for approval of October 3rd business meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Is any additions or corrections to these minutes? Not, I call for the motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any disapproved, no. And ayes have it, and they're passed. Mr. Derby, would you introduce our matter of business, text 202303, please?
Yes, sir. Commissioners, on your screen is a GIS mapping of our downtown. The red line indicates South Main Street. That is from East Curtis to West Trade Street. Part of our downtown master plan is to create this as a festival street, to allow it to be used, closed off for multiple different uses, dance performances, art shows, music, art games, any kind of community events. During the design phase, we were very far off, still working through. We want to be able to be creative when it comes to this design of the street. And just kind of give you an example, this is Greer's downtown. And one of the things that we want to be consistent with is the parking design throughout the city. In our downtown, when this is not a festival street, we have to implement parking designs to keep people safe off the curbs. The design here is to keep the road and sidewalk the same level, basically. So to prevent having raised curbs, something like that, we have to come up with more designs to keep the pedestrian safe while keeping it aesthetically pleasing. Basically, what we're asking to do is to recreate this overlay district within the overlay district as the DO-E Design Overlay Entertainment District. Again, for festival purposes, it gives us staff the ability to make these decisions on how we want to implement public safety. That's not typical in other parts of the city. So that's basically the short and sweet part of that. It gives the ability back to staff to make these decisions, kind of like how we do our building design review and bring that back and forth, everyone to review a simple change. This one kind of leads to the staff level to be able to make those decisions when they come through. They are looking to get to the final stages of this and start at the beginning of next year. So that's what's before you tonight. This did go to the Committee of the Whole already on October 24th. We're kind of pressed for time to get this, so we did miss the business, the Planning Commission meeting. So it did go to the Committee of the Whole on October 24th. It was voted unanimously approval to move to their business meeting. So now it is before y'all, as y'all's recommendation, back to council for a business meeting next week. So.
Thanks, sir. At this time, we'll open up our public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak for or against this change in our zoning ordinance, please approach the podium. We'll give you 3 minutes. We need to state your name and address. And we'll let you know when 3 minutes is up. So if anyone wishes to speak, be free to do so right now.
Hey, I'm Angie Fisher with...
Push that little green button, please.
Angie Fisher. I live at 207 Easton Court, Simpsonville. And can you explain what was approved versus what the changes are that you're recommending? Just so we have a clear picture of what's going on.
They approved it at the Committee of the Whole to move it to their business meeting. Committee of the Whole is the meeting at the end of the month. They introduce the item, discuss it. If they have any issues, they bring that to come back to the business meeting to be corrected. What they approved with this was an overlay district just for that street right there that allows the flexibility for staff to approve pedestrian safety features.
So, do you mind explaining what overlay means?
It is a layout on the map or zoning map that boundaries certain portions of the city that things within that boundaries are limited to what's in those regulations. Kind of like a zoning district, but it overlays a zoning district as well. So if you were in a business general, you could do something, but if you're in a business general overlay, it really details the design, not the use. So those districts, you can't do certain windows, this one you can. It's really for aesthetics.
And so part of the explanation here is that you're trying to create safety measures for pedestrians?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Name and address, please.
My name is Christina Mills. I live at 3 Raymond Court, Simpsonville. My question has to do with what is meant by entertainment district. Can you explain that, please?
Basically, a street dedicated to outdoor entertainment activities, parades, festivals, Oktoberfest, art shows, anything that goes on a road that's blocked off, basically. No vehicle traffic is allowed on that during those times.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Name and address, Lisa.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm Chad over here, 334 Municipal Road. Just a matter of clarification. So the road's not going to be closed. It's just going to be closed for special events.
Yep.
And, are these... are there any time constraints on these special events? Could it be a weekend-long festival? Could it be?
I think it's pretty predetermined. They do want to have these for all-day events. They could probably stretch it to probably 2 days. That really has been determined, but this is just so people can use this to walk up and down, basically, so no car traffic.
So if we look at the impact of the businesses that are on that strip, because if no one can get in their park to access their businesses, and those businesses will be negatively impacted. Can't avoid that. So if you do it during like regular business hours, a week, like that's why I mentioned a weekend long festival, then you're practically shutting these businesses down for the weekend.
Again, it's really undetermined now. What they're trying to do is to have these for festivals, as what I've been told, for possibly a day or afternoon. Could be for the weekend, but it's not determined.
Yeah, but the unintended consequences of this could be a significant loss of business for the buildings, the structures, those folks that rely on people to be able to park at or near their businesses. So if you shut it down to nothing but pedestrian traffic and they have to park wherever they find something and walk, then they're going to be out of revenue and cash flow for hours, days. Is that something we've looked at? or thought about for the folks that own these businesses, because, you know, it's great to have festivals, and I've been to them, and they're nice, but you can't just cut the legs out from under the businesses that have anchored those buildings for sometimes generations. So that's something to think about when you want to approve a festival, is what's the length of it and when is the time frame, because these folks have to make a living too. Like I said, I'm not opposed to festivals, they're fine, I've been to them, but you can't harm the people who, they have to pay their rent no matter what happens and no matter what festival or what. So if their customers can't get to them and spend their money, you're going to hurt those people. So just think about that when you allow for a festival, what the time frame is and the length of time and stuff like that. Because those are your folks that are in Simpsonville and have been in Simpsonville and will continue to be in Simpsonville so long as they remain a viable business. So just be, be cautious of that, because I think that would be an unintended consequence of just allowing the shutdown of the majority of their parking. So thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Ma'am, we just allow one per view, please.
Chance, 3 Braywood Court. Has there been an economic impact study for these businesses?
No, sir. Nothing aware of.
Is that something that you guys do?
We don't do that.
You don't do that?
No.
How do you make a good decision if you don't know how it would negatively affect the businesses?
The point of this overlay district is for design features. It has nothing to do with how long the road gets shut down. This is so that when this road gets designed, staff level can make the decision when it comes to how the road is laid out, how the parking is laid out for safety reasons.
Gotcha. So is it a different topic then whether or not there's festivals that get, like is that a completely different issue on what festivals get to come there? In other words, maybe it's a festival that wouldn't bring business to that, or bring the kind of business bring the kind of people to the business that, you know, that the businesses have. If that makes sense. If you understand what I'm saying here. So that could negatively affect the business if the wrong people are there at a festival for a day. Is that a completely different issue than what we're talking about here?
It is.
Has that been decided? Like, is that
stuff has been discussed from administrative and city council, of what we want that area to look like and function. That's something that's dealt with Chamber of Commerce, city administrator, and council on how they operate that street when it comes to actual festivals. All we're doing tonight is just approving an overlay that allows creativity when designing the road. That's it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, sir.
Just care about the businesses, right?
Absolutely.
Anyone else, please? If no one else, we'll close from the public part of the hearing. Mr. Derby, do you have any remarks you would like to make?
No, sir. Just reiterate, this is for design features that staff to make those decisions regarding the layout and pedestrian safety.
For the purpose of our discussion with the commission, entertain the motion.
I make a motion that we approve TX 2023-03 miscellaneous refinements to the city's zoning ordinance.
I have a second.
Second.
I will have a motion of a second. Is there any discussion on the commission?
Chairman, can I ask a staff a question? So this has nothing to do, obviously, with which festivals get approved. This is about the layout. Is it the permanent layout or also, like, you know, temporary features that go in for a particular festival?
You could say they're temporary, things that come up, like bollards, planters, things like that. We want to have those, that ability to put those features, they get secured in and can be removed during festival times, so.
Okay, so like the layouts, I guess staff doesn't change the layouts depending on the festival, is that?
No, it's more or less the hardscape, it's something you can't move, yeah.
And lastly, so you're saying that this, everything is basically one level, the sidewalk's the same level as the road, is that?
It's not really the same level, there's no raised up, you could say, so it gradually goes down. Stormwater would have to be introduced into that as well.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just say that based on what we saw there in Greer, since some of the other small towns around the area, I think it's a really good idea. Once it's done, concerned staff, basically a contribution to that. Have a nice look and it'd be a great improvement for that area.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I'll just make one real quick comment. From an economic benefit, festivals have a tendency to bring new people into the area. I found that many businesses, and I can't say all, do benefit from the festivals, either through new customers visiting the shop or people seeing a business and saying, gee, I want to come back and see that later. In my experience, I don't know that festivals have had negative impacts on businesses along that corridor.
I'll just take a little privilege here to say if we've used this street for a number of years for various festivals. As a matter of fact, we moved the Labor Day Festival there probably the last 2 or 3 years it was in existence. We're only talking about one block. There's ample parking behind all of these businesses and they're accessible through the alley there where the new bathrooms across from the ice cream station. The Chamber of Commerce normally runs most of the festivals, and most of them are one day, but sometimes two. I can't think of one, it would be 2 days, but they might be. So, this is actually not a new thing. I know it's been going on a minimum of 6 or 7 years, maybe 10, I don't know, but it has been closed. Even the next street down in front of Henry Barbecue and Taco, it is closed off sometime also. And, I believe that the cons are far lesser than the pros on this. But I've been involved with the chamber on these things for years myself and experienced some of it. So that's just my 2 cents for it. Any other remarks from the committee? If not, all in favor of amending or zoning ordinance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the recommendation is carried. That ends our business session tonight, our hearing. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. Thank you for coming.